today, Father. It's not about a man or a woman or a child. It's about your message, your desire, your heart for this house, and the purposes and vision for this house to be carried out, Father. So we pray right now, Father, that all that you desire to speak to us will be received by us, Father God, into our hearts, into our spirits. And not only that, Father God, but enacted upon. We'll take it and run with it, Father God, because this is a message for us. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, as I was preparing, I wrote this down as I was sitting at my computer. I felt I heard this from the Lord for the house. So this is just the beginning of what God has said to me. And I'm just going to read it as I typed it out. God is so pleased with what you have accomplished here to this point. The Lord is desiring to take you on a journey from where you are right now to a new place. This new place is not a physical place, although there may be a shift in location down the road. Coming to a new place is a new understanding of who you are as River Valley Community Church. You have done so well in those things that God has assigned to this church, but now is coming a new season. The passage that I want us to look at is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we'll start with verse 12. My volume will go up and down, so I apologize if it bothers some of your earlobes. Pastor Mark, you can turn down your hearing aid and it'll be okay for you. 1 Corinthians 12. Verse 12, the body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ, for we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the body is not made up of one part, but of many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If you were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. I originally entitled the message, Yes, You Do Fit. And that's an aspect of this message that I believe God wants us to really grasp. But this morning, God really spoke to me about the first couple of verses. Verse 12, the body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. This is really speaking to where you have come from. River Park, Christ the King. I know legally the paperwork is still in the works. Bank accounts are still separate. But as of today, God is saying there is no more two. There is only one. God is saying there is only one. So in your mind, if you still think two, no more. You cannot think two. You have now become one unit. God has brought you together for this purpose and this season, in this time. And if you can't make that transition, you can't make that transition. You probably cannot stay. Because God only blesses unity. And if you can't make that transition, you can't make that transition. Yes, that's a hard word. But if we don't have unity, we give the enemy a crack to come in. And so from this day forward, God is saying, in the spirit realm, there is no more two. There is only one. I know that's hard for some of you. I can see it. But God gave me that strong this morning. It is one now. And you can only do things as one. Think of the body. You can't cut me in half and I can't operate. and you can't sew me back together, it doesn't work. This is not a sewing. This is a joining. This is a supernatural joining that God has brought together. It has been so awesome, as Pastor Mark has said, but now we have to move aside, push aside those things. Because, you know, I hate to tell you, it's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about me. I'm just a mouthpiece this morning. I pray I hear God in sharing what God wants us to hear this morning. So it's not about you. If it's about you, boy, look in the mirror and say, it's not about you. It's not about you. Because God's purposes are greater than any one person. No one person runs this place. God runs this place. The Holy Spirit leads us. But if any one person thinks they have the power and authority, it doesn't work that way. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we're all given one Spirit to drink. You know, I feel, when I look around, I feel like I look different. It's that way actually back home, too. And not too many Chinese in our congregation. I think there's only one other family. And I notice these things. I don't look like a lot of people here. I noticed it because when I was young, growing up in Vancouver, I used to get beat up for being Chinese. So I noticed those things a lot. But you know what I notice, even though I don't look the same, I feel a part of, because the Spirit of God is the same Spirit, whether Jew or Greek, free or slave. Amen? And that's what I feel here in this house. And that's a testament to you, because you have created that. You have been able to come together. Verse 18. This is going to speak to some of you who have had questions. But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. Okay, who arranged it? God arranged it. Okay, so you're not here by accident. You're not a mistake. You're not a leftover thought. We didn't drag you in with the cat. You are here because you're supposed to be here. I hope you guys can all nod your head and say, I'm supposed to be here. You can't kick me out. I'm supposed to be here. Even if Pastor Mark says for me to go, I know I'm supposed to be here. You wouldn't do that, would you? Okay. Maybe I would do it, but he wouldn't do it. You're supposed to be here. Why? Because God clearly tells us. But in fact, God has arranged the parts. Look at the parts in the body. The parts in the body. Every one of them, it says. So some of you may have come here and wondered, why am I even here? Why am I doing what I'm doing? I don't like what I'm doing. Can I do more? Can I do less? I know some of you have asked that. I've asked that. Even a year ago, back home, I was ready to leave where we were, because I was asking God, what am I supposed to do, God? How can I help? And I felt the same way. And I know if I can feel the same way, a number of you can feel the same way here. It's not because you're angry or mad. You just want to feel you fit in the right place, doing the right thing in this season for who you are, for how God has created you. And that's an important thing. So you look at your hand, and the hand can do many things, but if the hand, all it ever learned to do was slap your head, that's great. You could slap your head, or I could slap Pastor Mark's head, but just a sidebar, you know, it's really interesting. I work with his son. I spend time with his son. Now I spend time with him. I've got stereo boros in my ears. You know what that's like? Pray for me, please. Pray for me. You know what that's like? I'm so blessed. Yeah, and then my own pastor, Boros, is in front of me. So I'm really surrounded. But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. The hand can do more than slap a head. But sometimes, you know, we think where we are is where we're stuck because we actually haven't learned that there's other skills that the hand can be used for. The hand can play the piano. The hand can help somebody. The hand can play the guitar. And so what I'm saying to you is you may be in a place right now where God has arranged you to be, but because you actually have not seen how God can increase your capacity and your potential, you think you can't do anything more than slap a head. Ooh, anybody thinking about that? Anybody wonder about that? Because no, I have. So what God is saying to us all is, we have the potential to grow and develop and become more of who God has called us to be. It says be here, to be. Not actually to do, to be. To be. So I'm saying to all of you here, you can be much more because God has destined that for you. He has arranged you. He has arranged the parts just the way he wanted you to be. So none of you are rejects. None of you are afterthoughts. Yes, some of you are doing many things, but you are also capable of doing much more because God has set you in the right place. And as the title of my message is, yes, you do fit. You do fit. But you can do much more in your fit. And because when revelation comes and you understand that about yourself, you realize you're fit, therefore, the perfect time and reason right now. And understand that God puts us in places for seasons. And a season might be a month, it might be a year, it might be 10 years. We don't know that. But never feel that you are trapped, never feel that you are stuck, never feel that God has forsaken you. Because he knows. And when that right time comes, he'll release you into more of your measure. Because in that faithfulness of serving, in that faithfulness of walking the way God has called you to walk and serve, God honors that. God honors that. We can go through the Bible there, but I haven't got time. I'd be here till next week, and I think Pastor Mark's had enough of me this weekend. We need to understand that about God and how he has made us. And how he fits us, and how he wants to use us. I throw out a question. What do you need to do to get ready? What do you need to do to get ready for what more that God has for each of us? Is there something you can actually do? Is there something you can do yourself? Yes, there is in your heart, in understanding your heart, and understanding, is my heart ready for change? Change is one of the hardest things for all of us because many of us like routine. We like routine. It's good. We get things done. We get up in the morning. Get our coffee, have breakfast, read a paper, whatever your routine is. We like our routine. But it's difficult on us when we need to change our routine. And when it comes to the church, God is ready to do a different thing. Are we ready to change? Remember, it's not about us. Remember, it's not about us. So when you think, well, I don't want to do this because it's messing up my life. It's messing up my routine. It's messing up how I think. It's messing up with my understanding of God even right now. This crazy Chinese guy is telling me stuff that I don't even know if it's right or wrong. It's okay. Pastor Mark will fix things when I'm gone. We have to be ready. We have to be willing. We have to lay down and say, yeah, I'm ready for change. I don't want to stay this way. I don't want to be this way. I'm ready to move ahead. I'm ready because I'm part of the body and God has arranged me just as he wanted me to be. I want to encourage all of you that you are all important, no matter what anybody ever says about you. That's one thing I have always been able to do. I don't really care what anybody ever says about me. I've learned, growing up and being beat up for being Chinese, I've learned that I am who I am in God's eyes. Yeah, I'm not perfect yet. I'm still a work in progress. But anybody can say whatever they want to me, and I know because I get my significance from where? From my Father. And so I don't fall apart when someone says something about me. I don't fall apart because I know what I can do in Christ Jesus. I know that. I haven't reached my potential yet. I haven't done everything I believe God's called me to do. But right now, in this season, what I'm doing is what I'm doing, and this is what God's called me to do. And someone to say to me, you can't do this, I just ignore them, laugh in their face, and walk away. Because we have to know who we are. Nobody can tell you who you are. Your Father tells you who you are. You're bought with a price, and you're special. Every one of you, every one of you up there are special. No one can do what you do. You can't have five thumbs. You can't have six hands. You can't have 8 feet. And you can't put a hand where a foot is and foot where a hand is. You can walk on your hands for a little while, but it doesn't last very long. God is saying, you're all valued. You're all important. You're all special in his eyes. And God is doing a special thing, bringing two together to become one. And why is God doing that? Joshua. I love the book of Joshua. It's one of my favorite books. Joshua 3. Verse 7, it says, and the Lord said to Joshua, today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel so that you may know that I am with you as I was with Moses. Tell the priests who carry the Ark of the Covenant, when you reach the edge of the Jordan's waters, go stand in the river. This is why God is saying what he's saying. This is where God is saying the two have become one. You're one body. You're valued. But now what? This is now prophetically what God is saying to this house. Get to the edge of the river. Get to the edge of the river. Why? Because God is ready to do a miracle. God is ready to part the waters of the Jordan. Get to the edge of the river. You don't want to be 10 miles away when the river starts to part. You won't get there in time. You won't get there in time. You see, you have to be together as one body together. Whole. We can't have an arm laying down back there and at the river ready to go. We can't have a foot over there. We have to be together. And we have to be at the shore ready, waiting when that moment comes. Then it was the priest stepping into the water. The waters up the river were being held back, and the people walked across. But when that moment comes for this house, you have to be ready. So God is saying right now, be in preparation. Hear what the Spirit of God is saying for this house. Get yourself to the shore, to the edge of the water. So when God does your miracle, you're going to be ready to walk across. And where were they walking to? Greater promises of God. Amen? Amen. Things that they never thought possible. Being slaves for hundreds of years, walking into freedom and liberty. Yeah, they had to do some work. They had to go take the land. But God was with them. And as God was with them, God is with you. But only if we're willing to walk together as one body, waiting at the shores of the Jordan. Some of you have seen. Some of you have an inkling. Some of you have cried out to God of the things that you have prayed for this house. And they will come. They will begin to come to pass as unity comes to the house. Because Psalms tells us what? Where there's unity, God what? Commands a blessing. He didn't say order it, maybe. He said commands a blessing. Whew. I like that. You like that? That's pretty good, isn't it? That's God. That's God for you. I'm so excited for what God is going to do here and has already started. I am so privileged to be here that Pastor Mark invited me to come and to be a part of what God is doing in this house. Because again, remember, it's not about any one person. It's about vessels being used by God at the right time, at the right moment. And we have to understand the timing of God is perfect. I've always thought God was late. Forgive me, Lord, but I always thought you were late. I really did. I never thought he was early. And being a punctual guy like I am, like Pastor Mark is, you ever thought God was late? So many times I thought, God, you're late. You're too slow. And I've learned. We've learned. God is never late. And the greatest mistake that we can do is put God in a box and expect just this. He reminded me, even for me this morning as I was having my quiet time with him, he reminded me again, don't put me in a box. So don't put God in a box. God is going to do some things, some different things, some special things, some awesome things. But don't put him in a box. Yeah, there's some things we're expecting. There's some things we can pray for and expect. But don't put him in a box. Because you know what? He can do way more than what's in the box. Okay? You can't box God. You can if you want to. But God won't answer you if you box him in. So what's the greatest challenge for you moving ahead? Getting to the side of the river. Because some of you, it's going to be a hard transition. Can I trust this man and the leadership here to lead? When I look at my body, I only got one head. There ain't no other head here. There's only one lead here. So you don't have that right. You don't have that right. I told this story yesterday, I think, at dinner. Well, maybe I've talked so much this weekend, maybe I can't remember when I said it. But back home, I love Pastor Mitch. He's been my pastor for about 13 years. We've been friends. But you know, I'm a strong personality. I'm an in-your-face kind of guy, if you haven't figured it out yet. I like confrontation. I love confrontation. I love war. My pastor loves peace. He likes peace. He likes mediation. He likes things to be good and nice. And I don't like that. But why do we get along? Why do we get along? He's my best friend. I'm his best friend. Why do we get along? Because I have chosen to submit to him as my pastor. He has no special powers over me, and I'm stronger than him. I can beat on him. But I call him my pastor because I submit to him and call him my pastor. Because why? It will go well for me. I'm not as dumb as I look. So don't be as dumb as you look. Figure it out. Submit, because that's God's order in the house. Because you could phone him up and ask him, is this crazy Chinese guy a real personality? A real in-your-face kind of guy? He'll tell you, I am. But the only reason it works is I'm willing to submit and serve my friend. He's my friend, but he's my pastor. A year ago, I said to him, you want me to come help you in the church to help work with the staff? He says, yes. I said, okay, I've come to serve my friend, my pastor. I know my place. As strong a personality as I am, you're seeing it here today. This is who I am. I'm not meek and mild, not very often. Maybe when my wife beats me, but otherwise I'm, you know, right? We get that, right? Yeah. Okay, you don't beat him then, okay. It only works if we submit to leadership and authority in the house. There's one in charge, God. If you got a problem, take it up with God. Take it up with God. I don't want you coming and taking it up with him because it won't go well for you. I'm giving you a warning. When my kids try to be rebellious with me, I say, you better listen to me. It won't go well for you. And it's not because, you know, well, my older son, it'd be hard to beat him. He's pretty tough. My younger son, I can still beat him because I'll weigh him by 80 pounds still probably. But I'm saying this because there has to be unity here. There has to be unity in the house. You have to submit. And just because you see it differently doesn't mean you're right. Oh, ouch, that hurt. You might not be right. Oh, man, that's hard. You might not be right. And even if you are right, you take it to God and you pray, God, I really believe this is right, Lord. You speak to the leadership of this house to bring about the change that's needed. And because God does do that, you can see it as being right, but that still doesn't give you the right to go knocking on his door and pounding on him and say, you need to listen to me. Doesn't work that way. It won't go well for you. It won't go well for you. I'm giving you a hint. It won't go well for you. I've got this far because I learned that early on. I could have risen up against a pastor that we used to have. There was a whole bunch of stuff that wasn't right. But I submitted, as David submitted to Saul, even though Saul was not the best of guys at the best of times. But God honored David because he submitted. We want to move ahead. Submit. It's okay. It's not a dirty word. It's okay. We're going to go some places because we can. Amen? So, Pastor Mark, I need you to come up here. Pastor Larry, I need you to come up here. Is Pastor Randy around? Pastor Ken, can you find them? And Ida, come on up. Becca, come on up. Come up, stand. If I can get the pastors up there and hear their wives. God told me this morning I need to pray for them. Whoever's around, I need to pray for you. Just right here. Facing me. I need to talk to you. Just right up front. Just ink, 2x2. No, I'm going to do 2 at a time. So you guys just this. So. You know, God is saying to you, Pastor Mark, that the shackles have been removed. That which have held you back for many years in your mind and even around you that you have thought has kept you back is now gone, he says. For now is the season for you to begin to run. Run free. Not have to look back and not wonder if you're doing the right thing. Because God says you are doing the right thing. And you need to lead and you need to run. And you need to run uninhibited. So you need to receive this into your spirit because God is saying that to you right now. And I know you have cried out to me, God says, for many years and wondered and wondered and wondered and wondered. But now is the season. Now is the time. Now is a time for change. And it starts with you because you have been calling out for that for many years. And God has seen that. And God has heard that. And God is honoring that. Father God, I lift up my brother to you in Jesus' name, Father. I pray for a new anointing upon my brother, Father God. A new calling, a new mantle to be placed upon him right now in Jesus' name. A new mantle. A new mantle that only you could place upon him, Father God. No man, and no man could take away. Because now is a new season and a new time, Father God, for this house and this man. I thank you for that, Father God. I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, thank you. Release, Father God, the gifts that you've imparted into my brother, Father God, in full measure. For the building of this house, for the building of the kingdom, Father God. His heart and passion for the lost in this city, in this country, in the world, Father. Release that, Father. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Becca, you are the life of the party. And that's okay because you bring life. You bring life in so many ways you don't even realize. When you sit and cry with somebody, when you sit and laugh with somebody, when you hold hands with somebody, lay hands on somebody, you bring life. And don't pull back, God is saying. Don't pull back. Continue to bring more life to people, to continue to touch others. But God is saying also to look to the horizon because there's something coming above the horizon, Lord. That is different for your life. It will still be in line with who you are, but it's something different. I can't see it right now, but I just hear the Spirit of God saying it's something different. And you will bring life to whatever that is. You will impart life. You will bring laughter. You will bring joy. Father God, thank you for my sister. Empower her, Father God, in greater measure. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. Pour upon her, Father God, your spirit in a greater measure. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Becca, don't wonder. Don't wonder. Just receive. Don't wonder. Just receive. Just receive. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ida, you know, you are important. Sometimes I think you think you're not important. That's what I hear. You're really valuable. You're really important. Hear that. This is God speaking, not me. You are important. You're important. You're valued. What you do here matters. Yes, it does. What you do here matters. You're not leftovers. You're not like Pastor Randy's wife and that's it. That's not what God is saying. You are special in God's eyes. But you need to receive that. Because at times you don't think that. You wonder, I'm just volunteering in children's ministry, cutting up whatever you cut up. God is saying, no, you are valuable. You are special. And you need to hear that today. That's why I keep saying it to you. Is that not true? Is that not true? You're special. You're special. It's breaking that inferior thoughts or those inferior thoughts you've had about yourself. Because God doesn't see you that way. You're special. Father God, for my sister, I lift her up to you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, may she receive from you all that she needs, Father God, all that she needs. She is special. She is special, Father God. Stir her heart, Father God. Help her to walk in the full measure of who she is. Who she is. Who she is. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. It's neat, Pastor Randy. Yeah, you are a guy of order. You are a guy who thinks deeply, who has thought many thoughts and steps ahead, and you see and you understand. And yes, as you expressed yesterday, you have been frustrated at times. But God is releasing you into your full measure. As we talked about yesterday, the reorganization, those things are of the natural we talked about. But there is such a gentle spirit upon you. There is such a loving spirit upon you that I've sensed the whole time I've been here. I believe God wants you to step out more boldly in the things that he has been speaking to you about, Randy. Those things that have been deep, deep, deep into your heart. That have been buried even. That you almost had to go in there and dig it out. And bring it back up to the top, because God is saying, now it's time. Now you can do those things that have been buried. I see almost a hope chest in an attic that you have to go up there and go get it and bring it down, open it up and say, yeah, stuff I've been saving there for years. Now I get to bring it out. Now I get to put it on. Now I get to wear it and use it and walk in it. Because there's aspects of who you are as a man in God that has not happened. You have not walked in it. You have not put those robes on for many, many years. And you wondered and thought, could that ever even happen here? And God is saying, yes, it's happening now. That you go get those garments and you put them on and you walk in that measure. Because you are here at the right time, in the right season, to do the right thing right now, because you fit. Because you fit. Because you fit. Father God, I thank you for my brother, Lord. I pray, Lord, he rests in you. Because so many things go through his mind, so many things go through his spirit, Father God. Help him to organize them. Help him to see them, Father God, in the order in which he should attack them. Work through them. But he has that mind, he has that spirit, and I thank you for him, Father God. I thank you for the support that he is here in the house, Father God, the blessing he is to families and children. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Terry, you care so much about people. You really do. You really do. God wants you to, in this season, care about yourself. Do things for yourself. Work on things for yourself. Because he's preparing you for something greater, something more. And you have done so many things for so many people. But now, in this season, it's okay to do some things for yourself. It's okay. You have that freedom, that liberty too. Nobody's going to question you. Because God needs you to be prepared for what's next. And again, I can't see what's next, but I know there's something coming that he needs you ready. And that you go to him in your quiet time, you call out to him, and you ask him to show you how even to work on yourself in this next season. And it's okay, because you have been such a great strength and support to your husband and this house. But this next season, I sense you need to work on some things for yourself, because it'll make a big difference in the long run for this house, for your life, for your marriage. And it's okay, because you have been such a giver, a servant. Father God, I thank you for my sister and how she has served in so many ways, how she has loved so many people, Father. But this next season, she needs something from you, Father God, like, Lord, you would connect with her and fill her, Father God, like she's never been filled before. Never filled before, Father God. Pour into her. I thank you. Praise you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you. What do you want? What do you want? God says, what do you want? What do you want? Tell God what you want. Yes, tell him what you want. You want it all. What does that look like? What do you want? All of him. What does that look like?
Knowledge of his strength and presence and wisdom. All the time. Just to hear his voice all the time. And to step in his steps all the time.
And God says, you already do that. You hear him all the time. You do. You do hear him. You do hear him. So God is saying to you, you do hear me. This is what I want you to do. Now that you do hear me, I want you to walk in what you hear me say to you. Don't question it. Submit it to the Holy Spirit. Submit it to Scripture. But you hear God. The question is, what are you going to do with it now that you hear God? You know you hear God. You've got to walk in that. You're going to walk in that. And you'll take that and you'll go and confront somebody because God has spoken to you about that. And you're going to have to be able to do that because you're going to do it out of love, because you've heard God, and it'll save them because you've heard God. You're a man who has pressed in and has heard God. You have a gentle spirit, but you have heard God. What you have lacked is the release, the courage to walk in that, what you have heard, because you've wondered and you've doubted and you say, can God even speak to me this way? And I'm saying to you, God has been speaking to you that way, and now you walk in what he has been speaking to you about. Because this body needs that. You need that. Your wife needs that. This leadership team needs that. Can you do that, my brother? Amen. Amen. Father God, I thank you for my brother. He's called out, hungered, and you've answered, Father. And now is the day of release. Now is the day of realization. Now is the day that my brother walks in the full measure of who he is in understanding of you and the giftings, Father God. Continue to help him sharpen his ears to hear you, to discern, Father God, the words, Lord, that come to mind, and allow him, Father God, to walk in love, to care, to minister, to reach out, to even confront, because he loves, Father God, your people. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Carol, you look so scared. I'm not going to hit you. Boy. Yeah, Carol, you don't need to be afraid of some things that you have seen and heard. I understand you guys run the healing room and have seen and have confronted many things of the enemy. But Carol, God wants you to continue to walk in that authority he's given to you. So when you see the enemy confront, then when you see the enemy around, when you see the enemy on whomever you're laying hands on to pray to set them free, you walk and you speak in the authority that God has given you. Because you're not retiring. You're not retiring. You're not allowed to retire. You can't back off. You have to keep going because the people need you. God needs you. The question in your mind, you know, yeah, do I still have it or can I still do this? Yeah, you can. I can hear it. You're still good.
Yes.
Better than good. Better than good. You still carry that authority, and it's even stronger now because your passion, your heart is so focused on setting people free and healing them that God is honoring that and will flow right through you because we know it's not about you. It's about the power of God flowing through you, and you know that. So, Father God, I thank you for my sister. I thank you. Ooh, I thank you, Father God, for the power that's upon her, Father, the desire, Lord, to see so many more people set free and healed, Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I praise you, Father God. Encourage her. Encourage her. And yes, she does matter. Yes, she does matter. I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, Pastor Ken, you've gone through a lot of things. You've walked a long journey, and yet you're still going. And I appreciate that about you and connecting with you this past couple of days and seeing that you haven't lost the hunger and the zeal to serve God. Yeah, you might not be able to run as fast as you used to run, but God is using you as well in conjunction with your wife in the healing room. But there's even more. Yeah, there's that mantle of teaching upon you. But I think there's something else coming. I can't see it clearly, but I know there's more that he is going to call you to do in the coming days. And yeah, you're another one. I'm going to say you're not here to retire. There's more work for you to do. So not only in the healing room, but I think certainly in teaching, that gift is very strong. I sense that, and you can touch many people that way. You can help walk, help young Christians walk that way. Perhaps it's even, I get the word, even mentoring, a little bit more mentoring on your behalf to be able to help some men walk and grow and develop. But you are such a resource here. You are such a steadying influence. You are valued because of the wisdom and discernment you have through the years of serving. And God honors you for that. Father, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for what he has done in this house, how you brought him here, Father God, Lord, to do the things, Lord, that only he can do. I thank you. I thank you, Father God. I praise you. I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Why don't you guys sit down? I'm just going to just wait a second, see if God says anything else to me. Is there someone named Jennifer here?
Yes.
Is there? Do we have Jennifer here? Jennifer, come on up. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
I don't know you, right?
Nope.
You never met me.
Nope.
It's okay. I'm only crazy sometimes.
Yeah. Me too.
Do you know Jesus?
Yes.
Let me pray for you, okay? Jennifer, I hear the word confusion. I feel confusion. I feel confusion all around you. I feel confusion within you. No need to be confused anymore, God says. You are accepted. You are loved. You are cared for. You are special. You are the only one that God has made like you. There's no confusion. There's no confusion at all. Stop wondering. You're okay. Yeah, you're different. That's okay. I'm different. You're different. But you're special. That confusion has caused you to do many things that you never should have done. Made decisions that you never should have made. Walked away at times when you never should have walked away. And God says, hold on, stay here. You fight through. And when those thoughts of confusion come, you rebuke them in Jesus' name. Because God is not the God of confusion. We know that. God is the God of love and of order and of sound mind. So, Father God, I pray a healing and a restoration upon my sister right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jennifer, walk in it. Walk in it. You're free. You're free like you've never been free before because God loves you so much. Thank you, Lord. You know, we have a special God. We have a God that we can't all ever truly comprehend. I joke with my pastor and I say, you know, Pastor Mitch, I know less now than I did 10, 20, 30 years ago. When I was 20, I knew everything. When I was 40, I was starting to wonder. When I was 50, I definitely knew I don't know very much now at all. I say that because, you know, we just don't know. God is way bigger than what we can ever even imagine and comprehend. And what you saw here is not a man. You saw here is God wanting to do something special here in this house. I am so thankful that I got to be used, but it's not me. It's the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God here in this house, a willingness. So I hope as I close here that you heard something in your spirit for yourself, that you can take something away and run with it, because when I preach, I just hope and pray you get one thing from me, one thing that you can run with, one thing that can help you and encourage you. And yes, I might have said some things that confronted you in some of the things that you have thought and wanted to do or didn't do. That's okay. Because really, God loves you, and that's why things have been spoken today. So let me close in prayer. Father, I thank you. Oh, you're such an awesome and mighty God. And we thank you, Father God, that you love this house so much. You desire so much for this house. And I thank you, Lord, that as we move forward, Father, we will see so many different changes according to your direction, according to your power. So, Lord, help this house come together as one body. Help this house understand that you have made each one fit just as you wanted them to be, and that you take this body right to the edge of the shore, ready and waiting for those miracles that are coming. I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Mark.